Yim is coming up with Kedushim. We'll see what happens the rest of the tonight. Okay. So, we're going to talk connected to subjects which we've discussed up to now. But a series of shirim based on the chiv to pay because you're getting hanor out of somebody's objects, possessions. So we're going to bring down a few cases and try and relate them. We'll get back to the case in about 2 weeks' time that we mentioned at the end of just before Pesach. We'll get back to that case in 2 weeks' time. Okay, so let's start with our first case. Reuven rented an apartment from Shimon, not for himself, but for his newly married son. Shimon knew that the rental was for his son. But who signs on the rental agreement? It was Reuven. Reuven's obligated to pay Shimon for the rental of Shimon's property for the use of Reuven's son, and the contract is for 2 years. First year, Reuven pays up front for Shimon's apartment. Comes the second year, and Reuven did not pay Shimon for the second year.
Ever?
He didn't pay for any of the second year. We're now at the end of the third year.
It's got to be the Schwer side, by the way. It's not the father side. The Schwer is not paying the second year.
We're at the end of the third year now. What's the situation we've got now? A situation where Reuven rented the apartment for 2 years, according to the contract. It was 2 years. Reuven paid for 1 year. He was the one who signed on the document. Came to the second year, and Reuven did not pay for the second year of the contract. And now he entered the third year. So now, Reuven's son has been living there for 3 years, and he's only paid, Reuven paid for 1 year, and now Reuven's son's been living in the apartment for 2 years without paying. Shimon, the owner of the apartment, now takes Reuven to Beistin.
Reuven or Reuven's son?
Reuven, he's the one signed on the documents. Reuven disappears. Reuven disappears. Reuven's no longer around.
Is he the one that owned the hall with the air conditioning unit?
Similar guy. He disappeared for many reasons. And now, Shimon therefore decides to take Reuven's son to Beistin, because who's been living in his property for the last 3 years and 2 years haven't paid? Reuven's son. So therefore, okay, I can't go after Reuven who signs on the contract. Let me go after Reuven's son who's actually used my apartment for 2 years without paying rent. No, that's his claim in Beistin. And Reuven's son owes him for 2 years worth of the property without rent. He has to pay me rent for 2 years, the son.
Did Reuven's son know that his father wasn't paying? Does the son know that his father
wasn't
paying?
Is that relevant?
I'm thinking it might be.
Why would it be relevant?
Because if he thought he was paying, he could rightly say, I thought this was paid for.
So what? It doesn't matter if you think so.
But it was paid for.
Okay, to go after my father.
I don't know your father's right here.
But neither do I. I've been waiting for my office.
So what's on this
subject? Point is that
before we get in to know whether Reuven's son knew about it or no, what is the claim against Reuven's son? What type of claim is Shimon saying that you, Reuven's son, owe me money? What type of claim is it?
His claim is that he was Nene. He was Nene from the property.
That you, the son, got Hanar from my property.
So I think that works for the third year, but not for the second one. But for the second one, it's Reuven's property. He welched on the debt, but it's still his property.
Okay. Whose property is it?
The renter, whoever is renting it.
This is the rent.
What?
2 year contract?
No, I'm renting it. I didn't pay you, and it's still a rental. I still have sofa.
No third year contract.
But the third year, there's nothing in the contract about it.
If you go jump in the lake, I'll pay you for the second year.
Is there anything in the contract about if you go over the lease without
fire?
No.
No.
So
if Reuven died,
I think the second year doesn't have
it. Shimon could mark Reuven's son, correct?
Well, that's because of the Yerusha part.
Right.
But only to the extent of the Yerusha. But I think for the second year he doesn't have a claim, but the third year he might.
But the third year, what's on the leg? You can't believe over the leg.
What?
Okay.
That doesn't matter. You got an offer my purpose.
Okay. Okay. So let's start. Let's look at the first Marmok. In Baba Kama, it says like, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Abzeh hadar b'chotzer chaveh shloh medato. Somebody walks into somebody's house without their permission. Reuven walks into Shimon's house without his permission. Sarach lahalusha, Reuven has to pay for the use of that house. There was no contract, just use the house without the permission, you have to pay for the use. Okay. Why? Shravinavi, see from here the concept. Zanana, you're getting hung up from the property. Bezelo Choser, he's not losing by the fact that I'm using his property. And therefore you see your chayim. Even although he's not losing, but I'm just getting benefit from him, I still have to pay for the use. That's what we see. Yeah?
He said he is losing because of the damage he's going to cause.
So, what type of property is the Gemara talking about?
Where?
A property which is not meant to be rented out. It's supposed to stay vacant all year round. Yeah? And the owners come a few times a year to use the property. As we know, that's true in Ramat Beit Shemesh, Hanok, there's many properties like that. Yeah. So somebody walked into those properties when it wasn't supposed to be there, but it's never rented out. Says nana from the property, but the guy didn't lose out from it, and you still have to pay. That's what we heard. Shani Osam says the Gemara that no, there's difference. Mishum Shuchrasa Disha Aisa. There he is losing by the fact that you're using the apartment, because when you use the apartment, there's wear and tear. So therefore, I'm getting benefit from your apartment. You're losing the wear and tear of the apartment. So therefore, I have to pay for the benefit I got. Zenana, Vizer, Hossa. I'm getting benefits, and you're losing by the fact I'm getting benefits. Okay?
So you only have to pay for the wear and tear?
No.
That triggers.
What?
Yes.
That's why it's connected. Yes. That's therefore. Whenever you're getting benefits, you have to pay for the whole value of the benefits. If you cause any loss, even if it's the minutest loss to him, you have to pay the whole value of that benefit. Now, let us analyze this case. Is this case that we're discussing a case of Zenana? He's getting benefit, the son's getting benefit, and Shimon is chosa, the owner of the property, Shimon is losing by the fact that Reuven's son is getting that benefit. Is it a case like that? He's benefiting and the owner's losing?
Yes, but he's here with
Or is it a case of Reuven's son is benefiting and Shimon, the owner of the property, is not losing?
Who's losing over here?
Who's wearing hair?
Who's the owner right now?
Let us first take on the pastors who owns the house in Tabor. Who owns the property? Who has the rights to the property?
Shimon,
he owns the property. Yes? Reuven's son is living in my property, Shimon's property. So is Shimon losing for the fact that Reuven's son is living there?
Yeah.
Is it a case of Zenana, the Zechosa, and therefore you would have to pay? Or is it a case of Zanana and the Dohosu? What's the case?
The same wear and tear as you have in the Gemara's case.
And it's losing rents. It's pussy.
Right, even more than that. But it's with dust. The Gemara's case is the Shalomi dust.
Yes.
So that might change things.
Of course it can.
Let me ask you a question. Let's say it was a regular case. Shimon's property, Reuven rents it for a year, pays the rent, but he's one of these absentee owners, and Levi comes and lives in that property. Who does he have to pay? Shimon or Reuven?
I'm trying to figure out who he owns.
That's the Reuven.
Yeah,
no, he has to pay the rent there. Look, you're hard of hearing because you spent okay. Like in Arizona. I said this a half hour before you even came.
Lou,
you know
so sorry to interrupt, but getting back to the question at hand, is Reuben's son benefiting from Shimon's property and causing a loss to Shimon and therefore has to pay because Nana and Kosa, or is he benefiting and Shimon's not losing? What's the case?
Which he's benefiting.
He's benefiting, yes, definitely benefiting. But and is he Shimon? Before again, is Shimon losing?
Yes, where is
obviously there? It's not the same case.
But it seems like
because it's not even 8:30, we're not finished. It appears to be the same case.
So therefore, it appears to be a case of Zanana, Bezerk Osage, Reuben's son's living there, and Shimon is losing by that because he hasn't got any rent from the fact that Reuben's son living there. And it's supposed to be rented out. It's worse than the case of the Gomorrah. That this is a property that's supposed to be rented and I want rent and somebody's living there without paying me rent. For sure I'm losing money for the fact he's benefiting without paying. So therefore it's there, he's getting benefits. I'm losing. You have to pay Reuben's sons. Now that Shimon's taken, okay, you can't take Reuben. So basically, because Reuben's disappeared, who signed on the contract? But Reuben's son, who's actually living there, he's got a claim. You pay me because you're benefiting, and I'm losing from the fact you're benefiting. That's his claim. And he has some sort of basis in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch to make such a claim. Yes?
No.
Now, everyone ready jumped in at the beginning with the Shaila which we have to now discuss. Whose property is it? Is it Shimon's property? Who owns the property? And he's the owner in Tabo in the land registry, and he's the one who can sell and buy it and re-rent it to everybody else? Or do we say within the rental agreement, once you rent it out, when Shimon rents his property out to Reuven, now Reuven, who's the renter, once he signed that agreement, now he's considered the owner of the property, and therefore when Reuven's son is benefiting, he's not benefiting from Shimon, he's benefiting from Reuven, his own father. What do we look at it? Does the property which is rented out consider the ownership of Shimon? Or is it considered that now the ownership of Reuven the renter? The difference is, Reuben's son, is he benefiting from Shimon and therefore has to pay Shimon? Or is he benefiting from his own father, Reuben, and he can say to Shimon, love, bow, divine, do yat, I didn't get hana from you. Who is he benefiting from?
Maybe it should depend on whether you have a right to sublet the property. I mean, some renters are allowed to rent it to someone else, in which case, clearly it's them. They're the benefit. And some renters are not. No, are you allowed to? Once you say you have the right to sublet,
well,
then if someone else comes in,
you have the right to let them live there. It's not sublet.
But in terms of the principle of someone comes in, in terms of whose property is it, when a stranger comes in unannounced, that might be contingent on whether I have the right to sublet.
As far as what things I have a right to do there. One of those things is I have a right to let my son live there.
Right.
Sure, it's my property.
But he can't really can't buy and sell it, so it's ultimately Shimon's property. That's the ultimate test of it.
Okay. The physical property, the goof of the house, which we call it, the goof, the body of the house, it physically belongs to Shimon. But when Reuven's son, what is he actually doing? He's using the property. He's not buying and selling the property and knocking anything down. He's taking use of the property. Who owns the use of the property within the rental contract? What says a rental contract signed? Who owns that use?
Reuven.
Is it Reuven who's now the renter because he's bought the use for 2 years and therefore Reuven's son is now using that use from Reuven? Or even once you sign the contract, it's still considered Shimon, even the use of property belongs still to Shimon, even after the rent. How do we look at it?
If you say the use now belongs to Reuven, Shimon's still got a claim for the wear and tear.
That's the chaser part. Where's the nene part? You have to have both. You have to have the nene as the chaser.
Yes. Very good. You have to have hana to machayet. Okay, he is causing wear and tear, and by living there, he's not getting rent, and he's definitely losing by the fact that Reuven's son's living there. But in order to have a claim against Reuven's son, he has to say, Shimon has to say to Reuven's son, you are benefiting from me, and causing me a loss. Comes along Reuven's son, I'm not benefiting from you, I'm benefiting from my Abba, I'm not benefiting from you. So, what's the halach?
Good argument. If someone's caused me a loss, and he hasn't benefited from it, I can't take him to base him for that. It's not enough to do.
Not if it's called it's a din of mazik and it's a din of guava. What's he doing? He's preventing me getting use of the property in rent. Okay, so what's the halach? After you've signed the rental agreement, who now owns the use of the property? So we look at the Shulchan Aruch, number 2. In Shin Tet Zayin and the Maksos over there, it's discussing a case where Reuven rented his property out to Shimon for a year. Very common case, this. And in the middle of the rental agreement, Shimon leaves after 6 months. Why does he leave? Because he thought Ramat Shemesh Gimel was only going to be ready in a year, so he got a rental contract for a year. Suddenly he gets a call from the Kaplan and says, hey, we won the elections, you can move in. So, now he can move in after 6 months. Well, so now he's left the property which he rented for a year halfway through. Okay, right? Now Reuven's got an empty apartment. But Shimon left halfway through.
But he's still paying.
Shimon already paid up front for the whole year. Comes along, Reuven says, I've got empty bomb for 6 months. I'm going to rent it out to Levi now. For those 6 months. So now, Reuven's got a good deal. He's got the whole year of money from Shimon. And now he's got an extra 6 months of Levi. Comes Shimon, takes Reuven to base and says, those 6 months you received from Levi belong to me. Because it's my property. What do you mean it's my property? It belongs to Reuven. It's written in the land register. It belongs to Reuven. No, so Shimon says, but I rented it for a year and the whole year now belongs to me. Once I have that contract and paid for the whole year, therefore anyone who moves in and uses it and pays is paying me. It's mine. That's the Shiloh over there in the Shulchan. So the Ksos says, who's right? Says the Ksos. You look right. Benaye pelat eich osas torah b'parosel shol chaveru. How can you make business on something that belongs to somebody else? How can the owner of the property make business on the owner of the rent, of the use of the property? Given Shagufa buys the Schiris Korni Lesotha, since the house now belongs after the rental contract is done to the renter for the time of rent. Okay, there's a halacha that you can't sublet it. Even though you're renting it and it belongs to you now because you've rented the property, you're still, the renter's not allowed to sublet it even though he owns it. Zochenschein Gossius, and even so he has to pay the whole rent for the whole year. And he's not allowed to sublet it. He could leave it there 6 months empty and he'll be stuck. The owner probably can say, I don't want anyone to enter after you've left, and you still have to pay rent, even although you've signed the contract and we're saying it belongs to you, the renter, still you can't bring something else in. But if the owner of the property went and rented it to somebody else, be careful, why should he get double wages? Why should he get double rent? He should give back the rent to the first one. The rent goes back to Levi, says. Goes back to Reuven, says the Ksos. So says the Ksos, how do we look at a situation? Once you sign the contract for rent, we look at that as the owner of the use of that property during the rental period belongs to the renter. Therefore, if it gets rented to something else, then that person doesn't pay the owner of the property, pays the renter in the time of the contract. If so, coming back to our case, let's analyze the case. Reuven rented the property from Shimon for 2 years, and he signed on it. And he told Shimon at the beginning that, you know what, I'm not living there, my newly married son is living there. Reuven paid for 1 year of the rent. Second year he didn't pay. Third year, where there's no contract, also no payment was done. Reuven disappears, and now Shimon, the owner of property, takes the son of Reuven to Benjamin and said, you owe me money because you're benefiting from my house and not paying, and you're causing me a loss. The answer is, says the son of the Ben of Reuven, says, I didn't benefit from your house, because if there's a rental contract signed for 2 years, that whole 2 years doesn't belong to the owner, it belongs to the renter, which is my Abba Reuven. I benefited from my father Reuven, I didn't benefit from you, and therefore I did get benefit, but not from you. Therefore, you got no claim of I should pay because I benefited from you. I didn't benefit from you. I benefited from my father. You got only a claim that it's my father. Chase my father if you can.
Yeah, but the father,
my mother's already chasing.
But that's year two, not year three.
That's year two.
But the father broke the contract. Contract's over.
He didn't break it. It's not an automatic break. Only if Shimon claims he wants to break the contract, does he break the contract. It's not an automatic break. He has the right to make a claim of breaking the contract, but he never made a claim that to break the contract. Because he didn't want to. Now, so the second year, Shimon, the owner, has no claim against Reuven's son for the payment of the second year, because Reuven's son saying, I'm not benefiting from you, I'm benefiting my father, chase my father. What about the third year? What about the third year?
Why didn't he come out the third year?
Because he's got a renter there.
He's going to get it afterwards.
Oh, because he's got a renter there?
Because he wants it.
So he's actually continuing the rental situation.
He's happy with what's going on.
He thinks he'll come back afterwards.
So then
he'll sort out.
So then it sounds like it still belongs to Reuven. Because he's renting it to him.
It still belongs to Shimon, the owner, you see.
No, the father of the son that's living there.
Yes.
He's still got a rental situation going on.
The father has disappeared. Yes?
Yeah, but he's disappeared at the end of the third year.
Yeah, he's disappeared in the course of time. He's disappearing, going backwards and forwards at the time.
Well, up until the point where he wants to get rid of them.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's still continuing his series without a contract.
Who's continuing?
Both of them. Reuven's very happy to continue this way, and Shimon apparently also wants to continue this way.
Well, who's continuing this?
Reuven and Shimon.
Reuven Shimon, or yes. Shimon and Reuven's son?
Oh, well, that's. Oh, you mean Shimon
the
is.
The third year. What is the status of the 30th? So there's Shimon no contract for the 30th. It's a 2-year contract. Shimon, Reuven's son lived there for 3 years. That means the 30th, he was living in the apartment without contract. What is the status of that 30th? Is Reuven's son still benefiting from his father at that stage? Well, then is he benefiting from Shimon, the owner, at that
stage? Well, hold on a second. There's no halacha of Dorba Chatzeira. It's only Shalom Midaito. This is Midaito.
What's the difference?
I don't know, but the Gemara says Shalom Midaito.
What's the difference?
Because if you're allowing me to stay here, you can't find a...
You can't take rum anymore.
No, you can't find on making you lose. You were multiple on the loss.
Multiple, no. Mechila not.
You never told me I have
no,
to pay money.
No, Mechila not.
Why?
Mechila, there's no proof from Mechila.
Why?
Because I say, I left you there because you're going to pay.
How do you know? You
didn't tell me. I'm going to make you pay.
Especially, you know, my father, you should have said...
I'll make you pay.
So why didn't he kick him out?
Because I want you to pay. And I think I can make you pay. I'll take you to base and make you to pay.
Come back to when he was arguing. What's the minhag hamakom? Meaning, if you have a contract that lapses and no one says anything, and the tenant is still staying there, can we not say the minhag hamakom is that we assume the existing contract is continuing until someone says otherwise?
If so, you won't be able to kick anybody out. Yes.
No. So you could say something, as you said. You could have taken action after 11 months, 13 months. You could have said something, but he didn't.
The minhag is there, but what's the minhag say? We look at your relationship with your renter. If you're type of person who constantly lives with each other without contracts, then the minhag is to continue without a contract. But if you're the type of person who makes contracts for your rentals, when there's no contract, that means there is no rental agreement in such a case. So if so, the first 2 years there was a contract. The third year no contract was made. That means there was no rental agreement at that stage. No rental agreement at that stage. Therefore it reverts back, no longer belonging to Reuven at that stage, the third year. It now reverts back to belonging to Shimon, and there the son of Reuven is benefiting from now from Shimon's house. If so, for the third year, for sure he's got a claim, and he does have a claim, and he got his money for the third year, because on the third year, there is a man there, the Reuven son is benefiting from the property. And who's he benefiting from? He's benefiting from Shimon the owner, so he has to pay that benefit. But the second year, the Beis Din was mekabel his taina, that Reuven is the one he's benefiting from his own father, and therefore the owner of the property wants his money. He has to go chasing Reuven, who signed the contract.
So that, by extension, that would imply that for the third year, Shimon has no taina to Reuven. Reuven comes back, he can't loan him for the money for the third
correct.
Year.
He's
already got it from. Is that correct?
Yes. Now, let's move on. Let's move on to a Pesach Shaila. Shaila happened Pesach. There is a certain area in Yerushalayim which is famous for being filled up with Americans who are temporary only dwellers. Basically, it's a temporary community. And they come for 2 or 3 years and then they go back to the merry ways in the United States of America.
Yeah. He's talking about modest talk.
Yeah. Now, also, young couples, by nature, when they comes Yom Tov, they go back to their parents, they can afford it, and in this area, a lot of them can afford it. So, let's put names into it. Reuven, the American young couple, rented the apartment from Shimon, and at Pesach time, Reuven went back for the month of Nissan to America. To enjoy Pesach and the Chagim with his family.
And Shimon made a lot of money with that apartment over Pesach.
What happened in that month? is that Shimon, the owner of the apartment, subletted the apartment out at an exorbitant high rate in a very popular area, especially for the Chagim, to somebody else. Call in Levi. Reuven, Shimon made a calculated mistake in the dates when Reuven was coming back. And Reuven came back a day earlier than Shimon thought he was going to come back. And as Reuven was arriving from Ben Gurion in the big tender with his luggage and family, he saw Levi leaving the apartment with his luggage. So now, what happened here? And Reuven found out, and Levi was oblivious to this, of course, that Levi had in fact rented the apartment for Shimon. So now Reuven takes Shimon to Basin. Now we've got the other scenario. This renter is taking the owner to Basin and saying he subletted the property at the time when it really belongs to me, and therefore all the rent in that time should come to me. I should knock off my rent for the coming months. So is his claim a good claim?
He can get all the rent
that was collected at that time, but it belongs to the renter, says Reuven. Therefore you should knock it off my rent, which I owe you. Think for a second. Is it a very poshut and easy and understandable claim that yes?
That's what we thought.
That's how it works.
Both. He can go to either Shimon or Levi. He's the owner of the apartment.
Shimon's the owner. Levi was.
Go to either Shimon or Levi. But Levi is going back to Shimon.
Reuven is the renter, Shimon is the balabais, Levi is the one who subletted it from the balabais. So the first thing that Zion do, look at the contract, and it says in the contract that the renter, Reuven, has no right to sublet the contract.
It doesn't matter.
Without the permission of Shimon, the owner. Does that make a difference to the case or not?
None at all.
Not at all. Yes.
We have to say anything more than the
rent. No. No, he gave him permission when he put the tenant in there. He's the one that put the subtenant in there.
He
done it. You don't get back permission than that. He's British. They never.
Isn't that the case of Sos? He was not allowed to sublet, and even though it was not the sublet, he still had the rights to collect from his son.
Reuven is the renter, Shimon's the owner.
What do you mean the owner let you do it? He let him do it. He put the subtenant in there. You did it. It's Mamish the Katsos's case. It's Mamish on point.
I wouldn't let you do it. I'm doing it, I wouldn't let you do it.
You made me do it. Not you let me do it. You made me do it because you can't rent it out. Only I can rent it out.
Yeah, but I wouldn't let you do it.
You did, don't you? Wouldn't you did? You put a subtenant in there. You may not have realized that, but that's what you did.
Let me ask you a question. You go away for a month.
Yes.
Why are you away? I rent your apartment to somebody else. Is the money yours? I've nothing to do. I'm just renting. I just noticed he's going away.
This happens.
Apart from all the other things, he's entitled
to that. Okay.
It's the same case. Same case.
Yeah, but made it more focused.
So we just read the Ksos. What did the Ksos say? That the renter owns the property for use. If somebody uses it, he's using the renter's property. Even if the renter can't sublet it, it's still called the renter's property, says the ksus. And if it's used, it's using the renter's property. Okay? So now we establish that Levi, who moved in, was in fact thinking he was using Shimon, but halachically, according to the ksus, he was using Reuven's. So he's benefiting from Reuven's property. Right? Therefore, what did the ksus say? Therefore, that rent, you're benefiting, so that you can't get double rent, you have to cut it off. Okay. Can't get double rent. What about another one? What?
Reuven is
going to
America. He's not a
chosser.
He can't rent it out.
Is Reuven chosser or not chosser?
Yeah,
has he lost or not lost?
First of all,
is irrelevant.
The guy is using his sheets and his fish or whatever it is. Definitely wearing his hair here.
Has he lost or not lost?
His privacy. He's invading my space.
That's American concept.
British have more privacy, I guess.
Has Reuven lost? Reuven is the renter. Shimon's the owner. Levi's using the property, and we established that Levi's using Reuven's property. Has Reuven lost by the fact that Levi's used Reuven's property? What has he lost?
Where is there?
What has he lost?
Extra month of wear and tear.
Has he lost any access?
No. It's wear and tear.
Wear and tear. One month
of wear and tear. Tear is the owner with you.
One month of wear and tear.
Wear and tear of whose property?
Of his furniture. Of his,
during
you're making an assumption here. Who says it was a furnished apartment or unfurnished apartment? What was it that was rented?
Nothing, no furniture.
It doesn't matter.
Was it fully furnished or unfurnished?
It doesn't matter. When I come
fully
back...
Fully furnished apartment. Okay.
It doesn't matter.
If it's a fully furnished apartment, who does that? Those beds and those chairs belong to?
During the rental period? No! No, no. During the rental period, it belongs to Reuven. When I come back, that's right. When I come back, there's 1 month more wear and tear in that stuff.
It's extra dust.
Absolutely.
The couch sinks in more.
No question. No. Because I only was, I was sitting down on a toilet that didn't have somebody sitting there for months. And now I have somebody that sat there yesterday.
Yes, I agree.
So that's the British concept. For Americans, we care if there's somebody sitting on a toilet yesterday.
It's not your toilet. You're not used to the toilet.
It is. It's my toilet for the year.
To use.
To use it to prevent anybody else from using it. I can forbid anybody from using that toilet. Depends what he did on that toilet. I've seen
the couch is sinking more when you use
it. When we're saying
What was Chosser? The Chosser of the dirty walls. The dirty walls Chosser belongs to
Shimon.
Not during the rental period.
The chosser of the chairs and the tables also belongs to Shimon.
Not during the rental period.
So it was Nenef from Reuven's use.
But who's...
Yes, it's Nenef from Reuven. But the chosser, who's losing by that use?
Reuven is losing.
No!
Reuven is losing,
but
yes!
It says in the contract that normal wear and tear Reuven doesn't pay for and Shimon is no who loses from the use?
I left a brand new couch there and I come back and it's been used by seven kids from ladies walk behind. That's a loss. I wanted a couch that was going to be springy when I came back.
I meant to complain to you.
No, it's all finished anyway. Now I have to pay for another couch to get what I really
wanted. For sure, we say it. For sure, it's awesome.
What?
It's awesome. It's awesome to do.
No,
we want to know, has he got a monetary claim? A monetary claim?
This means he has the arrangement of the use of the inn and how he
to get to him to pay, you have to be na-na from him and cause him a loss of munchiness.
If it's like what you're
has he caused him munchiness?
What
has he caused him munchiness?
Has he, retroactively putting in attendance, made it available to sublet? Has he done that? Because if he has, then Ruben could have said, had I known that I could have sublet it, then I would have sublet it somewhere else away.
Shimon says, if you're going to sublet it, I would never let it. I'm only prepared to musk in to let somebody in. If the money goes to me, no one goes to you. So therefore, you would never be able to sublet it. And that's what the contract is. I will never musk in to sublet it.
What happens if he does sublet it? What happens if he does sublet it?
Then he's broken the contract.
And then what?
We'll see next week.
Why isn't he
broken the contract?
He's done exactly the same thing. He owns it. He can't
wait
because
he
doesn't
own
it. Now the claim
is the money. No, the Kitzos doesn't require Zen and Evzechase. He just requires Osaskaro Beprosos Cholero. Osaskaro Beprosos Cholero does not require Zen and Evzechase. And he's doing that here. He's Osaskaro Beprosos Cholero. So even if it is chaser, but even if you maintain it's not chaser, he still owes him the money.
Why?
Because he's also schar b'paros shachadero.
What's the chiyuv of also schar b'paros shachadero?
I don't know. It's also bringing it down. So
chiyuv is you can't take tzabu.
No, I can't take your car and rent it out. Like Eric's case, where just forget about anything. I just take your house and I rent it to somebody.
Yes.
I don't need zenev zeh chaser. I owe you the money. It's your money.
Yes. So, what do we look at it, is that the money you received was from me. If it's my house and my chairs, then the money that you received was payment to me.
Correct.
Correct?
Yes.
That's what it says. Now, what about the money which is over and above the rent?
It's still the money you received.
Don't see that
from
the
source.
My
money. Don't see that from the source. Yes, he does. He says, not of the first one. He doesn't say give you back a reimbursement. He says, whatever you collected from the second guy, you give to the first one.
Right. You want the Makadish. So, based on what we learn, we're now making clear the source. I, even although he never lost, because I claim he didn't lose, because there's no chaser, because any chaser that Shimon has to pay for, Reuven never pays for the chaser there. He, and therefore he's benefiting from Reuven's property, but he's not causing a loss. Nevertheless, the money still goes to Reuven. Why? Because Reuven tells us, look, at the end of the day, money was paid to you for use. So, that money is mine. I own the use. Money came to you from use, so you got paid. Why do I have to pay again? You already got paid for that use. Why should I pay again? I'm not required to pay again because I, Keilu, already paid for it by the fact that Levi pays. Okay, fine. Now the din Torah now changes to Shimon to Levi.
Changes what?
It goes now between Reuven and Levi. Now with the din Torah.
About the extra charges?
What? But he's getting his money from Shimon, or he's not? Oh, it's different than Torah.
In that case, what are the extra charges?
Well, he's trying to get paid from both people?
Yes.
Oh, he wants to get money from Shimon and from Levi?
Yes.
Well, what happens after rent? The first Din Torah.
He gets the money from Shimon. Then,
What happens to the extra Pesach rent in the first Din Torah? Hmm? What happens to the extra Pesach rent in the first Din Torah?
Extra Pesach rent. We're saying, well, we can hear two sides. Yeah. Yeah. So now the Din Torah now switches to Reuven, between Reuven and Levi, and says like this. Okay. Levi turns around and says, look, it wasn't your property. It wasn't Shimon's property. I rented the understanding it belongs to Shimon. Ended up being, it belongs to Levi. You know what? I want my money back.
From who?
I want my money back.
From who?
From Shimon.
Fine.
I want my money back. Levi tells that to Shimon. I rented the property.
This is between Shimon and Levi?
Levi tells to Shimon and says like this. I rented the property thinking you're the owner. You end up being, you're not the owner. You had no right to do it. So therefore, Mekach Tos, I want my money back. Okay.
But he was Nene and he was
Chosin. That's fine, so Levi gets his money back.
Hold on, hold on. hold on, even if Shimon is not the owner, I am the owner, and therefore, okay, there was no rental, but you nanned for me, and I therefore lost, and therefore you have to pay me because of that?
No, he doesn't have to do that.
Ah,
he already got
can
paid.
Levy get his money back and both Reuven and Shimon lose or not?
No, because Reuven already got paid by Levy through Shimon.
And no, Reuven was...
we're saying Shimon was his unknowing agent. You got Levy.
Everyone keep remembers the names. Reuven's the renter. Shimon is the owner. Levy is the subletter. Levy, we've now established, Levy is benefiting from Reuven. And Reuven is saying, okay, the money is now either you paid me. Comes along Levy and says, I didn't rent from you. I rented from Shimon. Shimon rented me something he doesn't own. I want my money back. And you, I don't want to pay you. Says Reuven, okay, there was no rental contract because it was a mecca task, whatever you want to call it. But at the end of the day, you lived in my house. You benefited from it. I lost out. You paid.
What did he lose?
He already got paid. He already got paid.
So now...
the combined entity of Reuven
who's
and Shimon.
Right?
No, Levy can't get his money because the combined entity of Reuven and Shimon has Hanan.
Is Reuven right? Levy right?
Shimon and Levy are both wrong. They're both a bunch of
okay, Levy gets his money back, what? Or Levy does not get his
not.
Money back.
Levy does get his money back.
That's why he's claiming.
Oh, no. Well, from who?
From the person he paid.
From Shimon?
He says to Shimon, he says, I gave you money, it doesn't belong to you. Give it back. Very Mukubalan Basin. You sold me a project you don't own, so give it back. Mechatos, give me back the money. Okay, so now Levy has received his money back halachically against Shimon, who made the agreement. Reuven now makes a claim. Okay, let's start again. Levy, you lived in my house when I wasn't there. You haven't paid for it. Pay for it, because you benefited. You nanned from it, so you have to pay for it. That's Reuven's claim against Levy. Because Levy has pushed Shimon out. Shimon has lost the case against Reuven. He's lost the case against Levy. And Shimon's out of the picture. Money goes back now to Levy, halachically. And now there's a claim between Reuven against Levy. Reuven, so you lived in my house. Reuven said to Levy, you lived in my house. Pay for it.
But you argued with
okay.
No loss.
So wait. So I'll tell you how this works. This is very interesting. Levy has to give Reuven the money, but then Reuven has to give Shimon back the money because he never actually ended up collecting the money from Levy because he had to pay it back to him. So we end up in the end that Shimon has nothing, Reuven has the money, and Levy is out the money.
That's what you said.
Yes.
Okay, anyone else say anything?
I was saying before that, I think Reuven and Shimon could sort of join up here, even though they're not speaking terms early. Between the two of them, one has is giving Hana, and one's getting the loss. So the two of them against Levy with... So Levy can't get it. And then it's a matter of working between Reuven and Shimon, as we did originally, that the renter gets the credit for the money.
Adjust the value of the rental. You can only get it as long as you're paying
it. No, but
because what this is too late. We've been able to produce anything more.
So said you didn't have to have a loss.
So you think the double rent. The basin was from the couple at this stage, a tiny like this. Levy, Reuven, that's what we're dealing with. Levy, you lived in Reuven's house. You got benefit from Reuven. Yes. Okay. Did Reuven you lose? From the fact he lived there? No? Didn't lose? So Levy is Nana from Reuven. Reuven's not Chosser from the fact that Levy was Nana. So therefore, Levy, you don't have to pay. Because they're Nana. So no Chosser.
But Shimon was Chosser.
Shimon? Who's Shimon? Who cares about Shimon?
Why is he Chosser? He's still got his contract.
The chiyuv is very clear. It's through the hanor, the person you're getting hanor from, causes a loss to that person you're getting hanor, then you have to pay. But you're getting hanor from Reuven, and you're causing a loss to Shimon. The hanor is not causing a loss to the person you're getting hanor from. So therefore, why should I have to pay? And then there's a lochosa kapi, the surveyor.
They can't join up. They can't join up, like I said.
You have the same shakuris.
It's the kagufa maybe, but not here. There's no ishtar, no kagufa.
You have the same shakuris as Shiasa. For the time that it's chiras,
okay, so I'll leave you with a Gemara to think about. We'll look at number 3. A Gemara and a Tosis. Gemara and a Tosis, and you see The case has not finished yet.
They all been raped at the same time.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. The case has not finished yet. I'll leave you with a Gemara and Tosfos and see whether it's relevant to our case. You think about it till next week. The Gemara is not on the paper. I'll read it out. The Gemara says like this. Omar Rab Yosef. Rab Yosef says, Im Omar Nikav Begota Esarvias Magagan of Sokol. The case over there is that Reuven owns a field in the middle of a pasture. Shimon owns all the fields surrounding Reuven's field in the middle. Comes along Shimon and starts putting up walls between, let's say, him and the outside. Yeah? That's how Tosef puts it. Him and the outside world. And he put walls out on three of the sides of his own fields. The north side, south side, and the east side. The west side, in respect to Shimon and the rest of the world, was still open. At this stage, the fact that Spencer's there has not benefited Reuven, the middle guy, at all, because people can get into the property easily accessed as they were before, and animals can also get in. Comes along Shimon and says, look, all I have to do, comes along Reuven, sorry, the guy in the middle, and says, look, three sides already been built by Shimon, the out guy, I put up a fourth wall. I just have to build the fourth wall, the west side, and then I'm okay. I've been now protected from the outside world. So that's what he does.
Being on his own property?
No, he goes on the outside and he puts up a wall on the west side.
On the outside of Shimon's
property? Yeah. So the Gemara says, now that he's done that, he now has to pay for all the other three walls as well. Up to now he had no benefit from those three walls, but now he's benefiting from those three walls which are put up. Says Tosfos. In terms of, if you hold it that you get Hana, and he's not losing from the fact that I get Hana, the halach is you don't have to pay. So why does he have to pay for the other three walls? The fact that I put up that fourth wall, he doesn't lose. I didn't make the other three walls worse by the fact that I put up the fourth wall. So why I'm getting benefit from those three walls, but why is he lost by me the fact I got those benefits? I'm Potter. Says posters that you sold, and you have to relate it to us. Yeshua Mashani Omad Nikiv. The Gila Data Denichele Behotzos. From the fact that he went and spent money to build the fourth wall, he's interested in spending money. If he's spending money to get the benefits of the first three walls, he's willing to invest money to get benefits from the first three walls, then he has to pay. Even Zenen Zelochosa is normally potter, but when the person who gets an or is willing to invest money to get hold of that or, he does then have to pay. So, first think, why is that true? And once you establish why is that true, can you now relate it back to our case between Levi and Reuven? Okay, have a good Shabbos. Till next week.